bullshit.
No bullshit.
Bullshit.
No bullshit news.
Bullshit.
Duggan is the mayor.
Yeah.
You know, people didn't go out and vote.
I was trying to find out if he was living in the mansion. You know, which Charlie told me he wasn't.
That's
so
right.
And he was.
I know he's got more video.
No bullshit news.
It's a big corruption umbrella. Okay. And what he is this is white.
You hear that, Mayor? He's got more.
I could live 10,000 lifetimes and never live up.
I know
to
you're
the
listening.
The Honorable Coleman Young.
It's hard when we.
Why didn't y'all return my call?
Taxes, our property taxes and everything. And it gets turned around and put into for development profit.
No bullshit news.
All right, already.
Fuck. All right, welcome back.
What's that? Why'd you put that in?
What's that?
Just to talk, dude. You just wanted to be in the top.
I just had to be on there. I had to hear
Welcome
my voice.
Welcome back. Hey, what's up, Nev? Mike Nevin, Detroit Firefighters Association president.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mike.
How are you, Bob?
I blew up the whole fucking show, guys. I was working on this morning, and then I just got incensed.
You did lose your shit.
So we're gonna have people calling in from Europe. And fuck, I'm pissed. Look, just kill that music. I mean, I'm going to start by saying this. My sister was a prostitute. She was a lot of things in life, but she was a prostitute the moment she died. Violently on the west side of Detroit. Case went cold. I called a cop. He made it his business. Extradited a guy from Florida. He did a couple of years. At least it's some kind of justice. That's why I like cops to be there when you need them. And I like hookers. They belong to someone.
They're humans, man.
They're my sister.
They're people.
They're people.
So I got fucking angry today. I'm looking at this, you know, this bullshit in Detroit now about the serial killer, right, Mike?
Yes, sir. We've been talking about
it. See, we can just go like we're on the phone. What right. The fuck?
It's horseshit.
Okay, first of all, for weeks, the public, the community, the streets are warning everybody about a serial killer.
Right.
We, the press, know about it.
Yep.
We're reporting it.
Yep.
Cop sources know there's women, dead women in buildings.
Firefighters are finding bodies.
Right. Then the chief of police comes out, what was it, last week? And said, this latest one, this isn't it. There's no serial killer. There's nothing to this. Only to come out now and say, there's a serial killer. Come out now.
Oops.
After the Grand Prix has left town.
And the international media.
Has left town. And now we have a serial killer marauding on the west side, killing women, maybe raping them and throwing them into abandoned buildings, right?
Yep.
But now he does a press conference. We're not sure just yet. Well, what?
Here's what pisses me off more than anything. Did someone speak with these corpses? These young women, these women of whatever age, how do they know what they did? And what is it any of their fucking business? They're humans.
Oh, you mean why they were prostitutes?
Why are we making this into a sex worker thing to make it seedy? Like why are we demeaning human life?
They're dead. That's
why are we demeaning anybody's profession? Oh, he's a crackhead. He didn't matter. He OD'd. Fuck him. You know, and that's like that one guy's got on there and said, my sister, you fucking had her, as a OD. How the fuck did her face get bashed in and her head get bashed in? That's another fucking homicide. They classified it as an OD.
Well, that's the games we're playing.
Of course, and that's why I'm here with the fire and the statistics and all that other.
I'll get into it. Don't lead us there. We're not going to do the stats. We're going to do what they're asking you to do.
Hey, you brought me in here, and you're fired up, and I get fired up, too.
Okay, well, I'm doing this.
I'm not a punk that hides. I represent my membership and the public.
All right. But still, let's get back to this thing. So you said there is no serial killer.
They did. They had.
Wait, there is a serial killer. Wait, well, we're not exactly quite sure. Now there's a press conference, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a serial killer?
We talked about this. This is Police 101.
And when did you find out that there's a potential serial killer between last week and this week? Did you know last week? See, the one they said, there was a woman found in a dumpster near King High School. Yep. They said it wasn't the work of a serial killer. They apprehended the guy. Okay. Okay, but did you know about the others? Did you have a serial killer up your sleeve? Is that what you're telling me? Like, you knew there was a serial killer, but you didn't tell us at the press conference where you told us there wasn't a serial killer? See, now here's where it goes.
And they still haven't done the autopsies on all three of the bodies.
So I don't know how they're making that determination now, you know.
It's just like anything else they puke out in this town. Whatever is said by the talking heads, it's reported. It just regurgitated. They just fucking mop up the puke and throw it at the TV.
Yeah, we got a headline on it now. You know, it's like the
story. Well, listen, this is horseshit 101.
Yeah, like, you know what? You
this
were right.
This has got nothing. Yeah, we talked about this.
I called the top cops. Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. Chief Jimmy. I called you. You were invited to the show today. You know when people dodge this show, they got shit to hide.
I told you they already had him.
Yeah, they got a guy.
They know who he is.
They got a guy.
So watch this. Monday, Tuesday, guess what? Our big canvas, right? We found him because we're excellent. Why don't you tell the public who you're looking for? Give a description who you're looking for. Maybe we can get him today. They didn't offer that.
They're turning it into a PR event. You know, here's what makes me laugh about today. They got every, and God bless everyone. But you tell the angels on Devil's Night to take a suck and to hit the road, we don't need you anymore. Yet today they're canvassed with all these groups. We're going to march. The community's going to rally.
We're going to go search these
houses. Oh, here we go.
Houses.
We all did this together. We're one. And by the way, I need $200 million for demos.
Right. Right. Now that's the trick here, folks.
But we're not going to raise taxes. We're just going to pass a bond.
Yeah, that's
wait,
my
before, wait, you guys, it's a radio show. You got to explain to people what we're talking about. So wait. Here's what they did. Bob, you got that clip? So the mayor holds a press conference today, and in the middle of talking about three dead women, just watch him turn it. Watch what he talks about.
We can only demolish in federally approved zones. We can't demolish houses that the land bank doesn't already own. And so the three houses where the women were found, all of them were in areas that the federal demolition money could not legally be used to demolish. And so, as I proposed last week, and we are going to push forward on it quickly, we do want to go out for a $200 million bond issue.
Fuck me.
March of this year. We're going to go to the voters.
Look what he's doing.
We can sell those bonds because of the city's improved financial situation without raising taxes.
Without raising taxes.
On anyone.
How do you pay for that shit?
To pay for it with fire and police pensions and health care and everything else they've taken. They're kicking the can down the road. And when I'm 80 fucking years old on my deathbed, they're going to tell me, guess what? Mr. Nevin, who did 35, 36 years in the city of Detroit, you got Zippo now.
You got nothing.
This is horse shit. And this, like, these fucking deals in the city where they're kicking the can down the road. I hope people are paying attention
to that
shit.
We'll get to that. But here's the thing. You proposed last week at Mackinac Island, we need $200 million to tear down houses.
Right.
Nobody bothered to question him about the squandered $250 million the feds sent here. Because LaDuff, from his perch, pricks his ears up when announcements like that get made and press conferences get held. I know something's going on. So, you squandered $100 million. You're in trouble. Here's the thing. The news. Okay, reporters, I know you listen. Here's what you want to go look at next week. This is next week's news today. The feds were here Monday and Tuesday while the mayor took a vacation. Beat it out of town again. Just when Johnny got here. But these weren't...
It's convenient.
But these weren't investigators anymore. These weren't special agents. You know who these were?
Who?
Trial attorneys from the Department of Justice.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Prepping witnesses, meaning it just went to the next level. Not that anybody on planet Earth is even keeping track of this shit, but watch what happens. We don't have a serial killer. We do have a serial killer. We don't have a serial killer. We're going to tear down these houses. We got to get rid of the blight. This is like The Wire, right?
And in the meantime, we've got ATVs going bananas all over the city streets. They're bringing them in on fucking trailers, man.
Well, I'm still stuck on this shit because this is my sister.
It's out of I don't want to get you off point, so I'm going to just let it go. But it's out of fucking control. It's out of whack. We've got some state representatives now starting from the Detroit caucus.
I'm tired of you saying that.
We got some state. I can't get any movement from city council.
They're not doing anything.
I got some state reps now that are starting to raise their eyes. I've been hitting churches on Saturdays and Sundays. I've been speaking with the public, and I got some state reps now that are interested.
Ah, fuck.
What are we? I mean,
I'm not interested.
I know.
I'm not.
People are dying.
Well, and our firefighters and EMS are tired, and you know they've been looking in these homes. You know, I met with a couple of my chiefs yesterday, and Our guys are walking these streets. They've done this anyway. As soon as they start finding these bodies and talking, we get to a fire. Our boys are going in and out, and our gals are going in and out of these homes because there's two and three or four of them together.
Yeah.
And they're walking these places because we find bodies in these places all the fucking time.
Yes.
And that's why when the demo SOP that's not official yet SOP. Came out, it was very disturbing.
You want to follow me or you just want to just do this?
Run my own show?
Yeah.
The Mike Show?
Yeah.
Kind of like my union.
There's an order to this thing because not everybody's into it like we are.
You got it.
We got to lay it out, right?
Well, that's why you're the pro. I'll shut up.
No, you're really smart, but like you're talking SOPs and shit.
Yeah.
So again, we've got
our guys are looking. Our guys and gals are in the field. They've been looking for a couple weeks. They don't want to find. Nobody wants to find a body or a corpse, but we know inherently with what we do that's what we do. They're walking down the street.
Do you remember The Wire?
I never watched it. You talked about it.
It's Baltimore.
I never look at TV.
And what the dope gangs would do is kill people and throw them in the abandoned row houses in Baltimore.
They do it here all the time.
And then board them up. That's what they did. Threw lye on them and then board them up. Here, you throw them in their casket and you light it on fire.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So now we'll go there, Mike.
Okay.
Which is... The weird thing is this. I mean, I'm talking to the police. They're leaving in droves. We're going to call Officer Superfly. Can't use his name because they'll fucking fire him. But we'll call him. They're leaving in droves. Everybody's being run ragged. They're now going to, on every police run and every fire run, there's going to be a list of houses scheduled for demolition.
Yeah.
Right? And there are going to be special protocols for these things. Yep. And the way I read that, Mike, for the fire is let them burn.
I've never seen an SOP that states Detroit Building Authority, DBA, in the middle of it. And what we're supposed to do, according to the DBA, our job is to do an aggressive search to every... We find people, families, bodies, animals in these places all the time. And now they want us to discuss a structure fires and buildings slated for demolition on the heels of this new push for demos and whatnot. They want to burn them down. I mean, I'm not stupid. We're not dumb out here, people.
I've lived this.
How are you supposed to know as a firefighter? You guys get a call. There's a house.
They're telling you. They're going to give dispatch a fucking list of these addresses.
And they're going to tell us.
They'll dispatch and be like, you got a fire here. Let it burn.
Out.
In that SOP.
Stay out.
In that SOP, they give you a mock run.
Yep.
Where they, go ahead, Mike. Can you find
stay
it?
Out. It's in here about this, you know, the structure surroundings.
A house scheduled for demolition, engine 5, da 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 da.
Right. So
remember, it's a house scheduled for demolition.
So send less companies, stand around, surround and drown, and
don't
whatever's
go
in there, don't go in. Whatever's in there, let it fry.
So how are we going to catch a serial killer if we're letting these fucking things just burn?
Because
I understand the fact, right? I don't want a firefighter dying in there. We got a mutual friend that did.
They're using it.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I get that. But this is a different town. This is, fuck Baltimore, this is Detroit.
Tougher city.
Man, you don't think, and they probably listen to No Bullshit News, because we were number 6 in Poland last week.
Climbing the charts, folks.
Oh, my God. These guys are smart on the streets, so they know you ain't going in there. Naturally, you're going to take your homicide victim, throw them in a house, and burn it down.
Absolutely. Right.
They got word of it. It's out now.
And they're personally, myself, numerous times. Many times. One of my favorites was on Super Bowl Sunday, about 4 in the morning. They had a guy in the basement with one right between the fucking eyes. I guess he lost his bet.
Yeah.
Shit. Did you flip?
No, we seen him, and we're like, fuck it. The house was on fire. He was in the basement, brickless basement. That's how we saw him. The bricks were missing.
Uh-huh.
So they tossed him in the basement, hoping that the place would get going, fall right in. We wouldn't go in. He'd be done for and gone. But... at that time, we had 15, 16 more companies in service, got there quick, did what we do, got in there, knocked it down, started looking around, and bingo, the guy's in the basement. We shined our lights. There he is. Go, wow, look at that guy. One right between the eyes.
Wow.
At least his family got some closure.
Well, sure. Yeah, they did. And, yeah. I mean, there's been countless stories like that. I mean, countless. We're not dumb out here.
So, you know, I mean... I'm told the mayor, one of his former staff members, goes private, has a private company for efficiencies, to find efficiencies in the departments and helping the police increase their closure rate for homicide, because they lied about that.
Someone that's never done their job, right?
We know that. We know the response times are fake. We know the crime numbers. Yep. We've reported it, and people have followed.
Fake.
There's no doubt it's fake.
Yep.
And her job was to help with all this, but she always canceled the meetings because she was so involved with demolition. Mm-hmm. One more time here. If they come heavy, and I look, Bob, you asked me outside, so reanimate yourself, bro. You know, I know we already talked about it, but
right.
If they come, and I don't know if they're coming, only God would know if they're coming, right? And they hit us civilly. Where are we going to get the fucking money to pay back the money?
Well, that's what we were talking about outside. I mean, are they coming civilly? Because it sounds a lot like what's going on is criminal. But if they come at you civilly and say, well, you know, you owe us $300 million, you got to pay it back. Where's that fucking money coming from?
Got a big pension balloon sitting out there in 2024.
Right.
Yep.
Politics now swirling around what they want to do with the pensions and maybe renegotiate some deals there. Listen, man, this stinks.
I got a call from Patterson's office.
This freaking stinks.
Hey, listen, Greater Detroit.
Firefighters, police,
hey,
EMS,
Greater Detroit,
up.
Hey, you.
Smell it.
You want to know how it's getting paid now? You know, there's still payments being made to it. The city's not making it. But $100 million a year is coming from the water department. Hey, Ma.
Hey, Auburn Hills, you're paying.
My ma doesn't listen, but my ma did go to me. What the fuck is going on with my water bill?
Would it take a huge jump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flint is all wrapped up in our water bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All this goddamn thievery is wrapped up in the life source.
Michigan's a mess.
God, it's a mess.
Michigan is a freaking mess.
And you know, it's not personal, folks. Mm-mm. I'm working for you. See, I'm not going to be the dummy looking all hip on TV, following them around, being led by my nose. There's a reason you listen. This is the truth.
Yep.
They're going to have a guy in custody like Tuesday. I talked to the cops. They got the guy. They got a guy.
This is like
the serial killer.
Yeah, and the prosecutor's office wants this to be tight. Don't dump your clown show.
Right.
On us.
Jeez.
This is like a weak fucking HBO miniseries. It's scripted. Okay, but the bottom line is, what does mom and dad and Uncle Joe and Aunt Mary and Dwan, you know, Uncle Dwan, and all, what, in the streets that are still can't get an ambulance, that still can't get fire protection, that still can't get a cop? This is all smoke and mirrors. And how goddamn insulting to start talking about a demolition project in the middle of an announcement of a serial killer. You got fucking bodies out here.
Right.
And then you want to diminish their life. Well, they're sex workers. Ugh.
Well, we don't even, yes.
How the fuck do you know? Did you talk to these people?
He might have driven out to their suburban home. I don't know.
What did you do? Yeah, I mean, exactly.
But still, like you say, Mike, it's a great point. Don't diminish their life.
That's horrible.
I mean, everybody's got to do what you got to do.
That's horrible. You
know, fuck.
Well, I'm
here. We're raising flags all over the city, and we're
how about we put money into police
and fire?
How about $200 million for police
and fire and EMS? That's
I talked to another guy today. He's leaving.
They're all leaving.
Super cop.
I can't keep the EMS guys here. I represent them. They do their time. They're like, fuck this. They're doing 400 runs a day.
Wow.
A 24-hour shift. They're burned the fuck out. No lunch break.
What are they making, $13.50 an hour?
About that.
Shit!
And then they get pissed because they can't keep the rigs up. Well, they didn't come in on overtime. They're fucking blown out, man. When you do all, and then they're rushing them in the service. I got...
So we borrow
no, and those are the guys that we're and women that we're expecting to come save our lives.
They're the baddest motherfuckers right on the planet. I'm going to tell you right now. And then... Which leads me to another thing where, you know, the latest controversy with the fire department. Don't send EMS to any more fires. Make the firemen call for EMS. And that's why I posted the night that Walter was killed on my Facebook page where I was squad 3. I was in that building as it was coming down calling for EMS.
Pull that up, man. I tried to repost that because that
7-minute ETA. It's EMS, and the chief didn't even know what was going on. He said, squad 3, what do you got? I go, I couldn't talk. We were fucking getting trapped.
I know. Look, this, I'm sorry, folks. My credentials are this. I've been covering this for a decade. Yeah, police, yeah. Fire, EMS, politics, development. I know my shit. This reminds me of pre-bankruptcy.
Yep.
I mean, bloody, bloody weekends. We don't have the police. Now we got 40 cops going in pairs of twos looking at houses that were supposed to have been demolished. We don't have them. It's bullshit. I'm calling it for all of us. That's why you're listening. Backing this shit up with facts. Only I know the feds were here. Nobody reported that. It's funny. I mean, in a sad way.
It's horrible.
While you're looking for that, let me just take care of a little business, all right? Where's my glasses? You hate your reading glasses. See that right there?
I'm getting... I'm calling that guy, by the way.
Yaldo?
Fuck yes.
Okay,
I'm
here.
So sick of these 14... 3 for $14.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Well, y'all got to do me a favor. Like, just call these people, because they bust my balls and say nobody's calling, I'll and call. Then nobody's going to advertise, and then, you know, off the air we go.
Give them a call.
Yaldo's my eye doctor now. You know, I'm not even thinking LASIK right now. You know, if I need it, I'll go to him, but he's a good eye doctor. You hate your bifocals? Forget them. You lose them. You break them. You'd give anything not to need them anymore. You can be done with old-fashioned technologies. Dr. Yaldo has helped over 50,000 metro area people get 20/20 or better vision with what's called CATS, custom LASIK, the most advanced in the world, and the amazing multifocal lens implants for people. 50-plus will give you great near and far vision for life, and you'll never get cataracts. No matter what, everyone should get an eye exam, and regular insurance covers it. And see if LASIK or multifocal lenses implants are right for you. That evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, and please, say LaDuff sent you, and you'll get the no-bullshit discount. That's 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Jason told me we got a donate bar on our webpage. Please go there and donate, because we're going to take... Joe doesn't have insurance. Chicken Joe. We're going to take him to Yaldo and get him an eye exam, get him some new glasses,
because
they're all stained up with oil and shit. He looks like a raccoon.
Yeah, he's had this for a while.
Yeah, so we got to get Joe some new glasses. Go donate, and then we're going to take Joe to Yaldo. David Hall supports my brother Drew Lane and his Drew and Mike podcast empire. That's led to his listeners saving money on their mortgages and refinancings. Now it's our turn, folks. Hall Financial is putting its support behind the No Bullshit News Hour and the new Red Shovel Network. So thank you, David. Hall Financial offers lower rates, better options, and that personal attention you want when talking about your home. The average refi takes 44 days. Hall Financial averages 19 days. Do the math. That's half the time. Email dhall@hallfg.com to get the paper moving, or call 248-308-5000. Maybe you just want to take equity out of your home, redo the kitchen, or shorten the length of your mortgage. You could be less than 3 weeks from saving money with Hall Financial. Email dhall@hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. Again, tell him you heard it on the No Bullshit News Hour, because I appreciate him giving us and the network a shot. NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. And finally, ADR Consultants, providing full business construction management and IT consulting services for your company, municipality, and law enforcement agency. ADR, experienced, overseeing more than $250 million in private and public construction projects since 2001. Need to reduce costs? Need to re-engineer processes or find better vendors? ADR has saved clients millions. ADR Consultants are experts in procurement, compliance, and minority participation. Honest, ethical, smart. Call Barry Ellen Tuck at 248-318-9424 for a consultation. Tell him LaDuff sent you. Get the job done right, on time, on budget. ADR Consultants, 248-318-9424. Did you find it, Mike?
I'm having trouble with the Wi-Fi down here.
You're going to have to ask Joey. I don't know what the passwords are on the other ones.
Yeah, we'll right.
Secured.
But I'll get it. I'll find it.
Okay. Want to go to the next piece of bullshit? I made a lot of calls this week.
A lot of bullshit going around. A
lot of calls, a lot of borrowing money. You know, we're talking about Little Caesars.
Oh, boy.
We're talking about Dan Gilbert's skyscraper. We're talking about the Chrysler deal. Remember that one?
Yeah, Chrysler and would have been Renault.
FCA, Fiat, right. Chrysler. This company sucks. Look, I my family works at Chrysler. My friends work at Chrysler. I'm glad for the work, but that white-collar executive element is criminal. Want me to lay it out for you?
Let me hear it. I know they're taking the money.
Find $800 million,
yep.
Right, for yeah. Faking emissions.
Emissions.
The judge called him a bad corporate citizen. Did you find him?
10 more minutes, he says.
Give me the fucking phone. God damn, Joe.
Joey's doing a fine job. It's not his
give
fault.
Give me the phone. Now I'm going to teach Joe how to do this. Okay. Well, what the fuck is it?
So, hey, were you invited to this press conference today? Did you get your invite?
No, they didn't tell me.
Why not?
They didn't tell the free press.
Oh, really?
They didn't want anybody to know.
Well, who did they call for the press conference?
Well, Fox 2 knew.
Well, you do it, and when he answers, give it to me, all right? Super cop. There's too many people around. Pussy.
Well, I have that trouble in the union business, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not too many people want to stand up and get their face punched in, but I've done it.
Excuse me, when LaDuff's calling, you pick up the fucking phone. End of story.
I've done it for my members and the public because it's horseshit. And these fucking deals, you know who's paying for those?
We are.
That's goddamn right. And that's our pensions, that's our health care, that's our city solvency.
It's borrowed
money. It's
the
residency. They're kicking the can down the road. And these people will be the fuck out of here with their fucking bags of...
Well, let me go on with Chrysler.
Bags of silver.
Bags of money, yeah.
Right.
Let me go on with Chrysler. What else did Chrysler do? They bribed the UAW.
Yeah, they were heavy in that UAW.
To get better contracts, didn't they?
I don't know anything about that.
They were faking their sales numbers, inflate their stock. That's a new big whistleblower suit, right?
Is it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Their corporate headquarters are in the UK in a tax haven. They made over $4 billion in profit last year. And once you're listening to how they do the books, who knows? Okay? So, Chrysler just got a sweetheart of a fucking deal on this new 10,000 supposed jobs coming over there, right? Right, Mike? Okay.
Okay.
So they got all the tax breaks, all that stuff in the future. Fine. I don't mind a tax break because the land is fallow, you know?
Right. They're not putting anything else in.
All right. Fuck it. Go ahead. But we're giving them cash money. Detroit and the state of Michigan, all of us, cash money.
When you ain't got no cash.
When you add the interest in, it's $150 million. When you do the math, because what's Detroit really going to get out of this, right?
Well, they're claiming 6,000 jobs.
Income tax. Let's call it 10,000 jobs.
All right.
Right? Let's say, if you believe it, $60,000 a year.
For a wage, but they get a percent and a half of that, right?
Yeah, well, percent and a half if you live in the burbs, 2.5 if you live in the city. Let's say it's 50-50. We'll call it 2%.
Okay.
Everybody follow me out there? We're just doing a little math. 2%. 60,000. Can you do this for me, Joe? Yeah. What is $60,000 a year times 10,000 jobs?
Well, it's 6 million. 600 million.
Times that by 0.02, 2%.
12 million.
12 million?
Yep.
Divide 150 by 12. 150 million, we're giving them. We get 12 million a year.
That ain't shit.
Let's find out.
Nothing.
Joey's really fucking up today. 150 divided by 12, Joe, is... What you doing there, Bob? It's 12.5. It's 12.5?
Yeah.
12.5. So it would take, if you believe everybody's making 60 and everybody, there's 10,000 jobs, we're not even going to break even on that deal.
On the 150 million.
For 12 and a half years.
Wow.
This doesn't include the property we handed over and all that. And we paid for that. Detroit borrowed the money.
And again, though, that's assuming you got 10,000 jobs at $60,000 a year.
At full shifts.
At full shifts. And which, call me a pessimist, but I don't see that happening.
Okay, well, this is how you got to do the math. Now, check this out. Detroit got a, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. What are you doing, Mike?
I'm looking for that.
It's not going to work.
I know.
Okay, so let's just hang together.
It's done.
Okay, watch. They gave Detroit a deadline. This is the deadline, yes or no on the deal. Remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later, they announced the potential merger with Renault. Because we would have freaked out going, well, what about the, who knows if they're going to close the new factory?
Right.
So they got their concessions. Dirt. They said to us, if you don't do the deal, we're going to Belvidere, Illinois, where they have a Cherokee plant.
You told me about this.
Right?
This is good.
Right.
I said, wow, because you're going to move it. All that production way out to Illinois because all of Chrysler's stuff
is here.
Is in Ontario, Sterling Heights,
Auburn Hills,
Warren, Auburn Hills, Detroit. What else am I? Toledo,
yeah.
Kokomo, Indiana. We're all on the same highway. I'm like, you're going to ship it way away from your suppliers like that? So I called the mayor of Belvidere, Illinois, and I go, what deal did they offer you? Nobody else called them. I said, what do they offer you, Mr. Chamberlain, sir? He goes, what deal? They didn't offer anything.
What?
They didn't offer us anything. I'm not aware of a deal.
But they told us they did.
It was a lie?
That was a lie.
Oh,
and then the mayor said, get this. He goes, we don't have a bucket of free money to hand out.
The mayor of Belvedere
said that.
Yeah, not the mayor of Detroit.
Basically Rockford, Illinois. It's between Chicago and Janesville, Wisconsin, where GM closed the largest plant in the world.
Plant, yeah.
Right? That's some shit. We got rooked. I want jobs too. We have to decide which jobs we're going to finance. And if, you know, if we keep doing this.
I want the mayor of Belvedere.
You know what we're going to have? We're going to have corpses in houses because there's no, we can't pay Mike's pension. We borrowed this.
Yep.
How about
or
that?
Or it's health care.
So why doesn't somebody call the mayor?
Zero retiree health care.
Oh, jeez.
For our police and fire and EMS workers and our public works people as well that work their asses off picking garbage up and moving things around. You know, you think of the Detroit worker and how all the workers in the city have stepped up through this bankruptcy. They cut.
Right. On your back.
You didn't clean this shit up, Mr. Suit and Tie. You're not out there with the truck picking the garbage up off the streets and kicking the rats in the fucking alley. Or putting the fires out or policing. It's us. It ain't fucking you.
I don't see the basics here. I am a stickler on math. The audience knows that.
Yeah,
I don't
are.
I don't see it.
What's your famous one? 8 times 7? What is that one?
9 times 6 with Ficano.
9 times 6 with Ficano. Yeah. That was
fucking awesome.
I mean,
that's why I'm a lawyer.
There's no shame in not knowing that.
But admit it, don't lie about it.
Well, if you're handling other people's money, there's shame in it.
Oh yeah. You better goddamn know what 9 times 6 is if you're handling my money.
I mean, are we really going to go to the poorest people in America and say, I need $200 million more? And that's not even enough if you do the math, right? 18,000 houses, $15,000 a house. Dude, what is that? What's that? What's 18 times 15, Joe? You keep smiling like that.
60,000.
Huh? 60,000. So 18,000 houses times $15,000 it's not 60.
No, it's 270.
It's 270. Yeah. So Duggins wants 200 million and the price is 270 million. I'm not fucking buying it. And don't use dead women as a political tool.
That was kind of weird. That just was.
Did you hear what I just did? Right was, there.
Yeah.
It's simple. Don't be a monkey, media. Stand there and regurgitate what the fuck he's telling you. It doesn't even line up.
And then the board up guys, you know.
I did that story.
You did. And those poor
ex-cons
out there. Yep.
$10 an hour, no benefits.
Busting their ass with no
getting
gloves.
Stabbed by the dope man because you boarded up his place of business.
Yep.
And you're off to the fucking hospital and we get to pay your bill.
Well, and he tells us today that he's sending the 8 board up crews on to overtime because they're going to do it even quicker.
Oh, did you see that? You saw
where did that money come from?
I don't know.
Excellent.
You know what I mean?
Quality of life.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
Supposed to be for fire trucks and ambulances.
Pretty goddamn much.
Now, if you watch the images today, right, of these board up crews, they're boarding the houses up from the inside. When I wrote the story, the city put out like a 3-page rebuttal. We never board up from the inside. It's right on the fucking news today, Mike. I called you.
Yeah.
I called for your development people. I called for you. I called the chief of police.
What training do these people have to search these buildings and to go into some of these places that are really mousetraps?
Yeah, you got community activists.
So what happens when Mary goes in there to look for a body and she falls right through the hole into the basement and breaks her neck? Who's, you know, I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? What kind of, what is this, vigilantism now?
Yeah.
Okay, you stopped that on Devil's Night with the orange lights. You told them, you know, the angels take a suck, get out of here. But now we're reactivating these ad hoc committee. This is all horse shit.
Hey, look, and I want to excoriate.
This is sickening.
I want to excoriate the press.
Where the fuck else does this happen? What other city does shit like this and get away with it?
Well, we want it fixed.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We want it fixed because we love the city.
You got women walking around. I'm going to fucking protect my sisters and shit. I saw the Sean Lade did that piece with that lady on 4. It was a nice piece. He goes, why are you out here? She goes, I'm going to do what I can. What? You're by yourself.
You know what the
you're asking
how
for
do we
it.
Know it's not two assholes driving around in a car?
You know where the demolition money originally came from? It was money from Treasury meant to help people pay their mortgage.
The Troubled Asset Relief Program.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they ripped this money out so we could demolish buildings and ostensibly
instead of getting people in
to increase the value of people's property, because the value of property goes down when you're next to a fire trap and a
look at we've got many
well we
years,
didn't do that
many years of demos ahead of us. The public that are being swindled with this, making the demo the priority. It's not. The priority is I want to be alive. When I have a cardiac arrest, I want EMS. When I have some asshole trying to kick in my door, I want police. When there's a fire in my house, I want fire. That's what they want. That's what the public wants. I'm in the goddamn streets. They don't give a fuck about your demo program. They want to be able to get their shoes for their kids, get them to school safe, go to their second or third fucking job.
Speak.
You know what I mean? This is bullshit. Oh, we're the demo capital of the world.
These are my brothers and sisters.
This is our family.
Well, and even if you are the demo capital of the world, is that something to be proud of?
And then he says up there, well, this doesn't count commercial buildings. Well, fuck you. No shit. We've got enough fire load here for 30 years.
He blew the wad.
Poor planning, overspending. You know,
he blew the wad.
Listen.
Yeah, it's gone.
Look at
how are you going to pay it back?
They would have been better off boarding these things up, right?
Yeah.
And going at it that way than spending this money, squandering. There's only so many you can get. I listened to the show with Bing, and, you know, Bing was like, hey, look, it's a snail's crawl on something like this. And it is. We have 139, maybe 142 square miles. This is one of the fifth largest city in the United States, in the country, in the world, in 1957. Everybody had a piece of the pie, right? Y'all had a house. And all. Okay, we get that part. And we've become accustomed to living with surrounded blight. Okay, Detroiters aren't stupid. Okay, we have become adapted to living with some of these empties. And so we get it. Okay, cool. We're not asking you to do it all tomorrow so people can make money and shove it in their pockets. As long as there's progress being made, that's fine. Let's not forget where the prize is, though. Quality of life, schools, police, fire, ambulance, garbage
water.
Pickup. You're my snow.
Water.
Water.
How about this
a
one?
A roof over your head.
We're not even talking about this one yet. Street lights. Those are starting to flicker.
Yeah. Shit the bed on that one.
Yeah, that's starting to look bad.
You ain't taking credit for that one now, is it?
Right. But yet I look
around. Well, he did take credit for it, but not now.
Now he's back to demo. Why in the world, ask yourself, when the feds are barking up your ass and everybody knows you fucked the pooch on this, you're bringing it up. Everybody stop a second. Just everybody think. What does that mean? Why is he doing that?
Obfuscation. Don't look at me. Look at over here.
Listen, I was quoted.
I don't think it's that. I think things are moving, and he's got to get ahead of it, right? Look, we fucked up, but look at all the good stuff we're doing. That's going to be the play. And the crime's out of control.
Well, but I can't believe people are believing that all this good stuff is happening. Is it? You know?
There's a lot of good happening, and there's people reinvesting in the city, and it's a good thing. And the communities are fighting like hell because we've got a fighting chance. But what they don't realize is that we're workers, and we love our city, and we care.
That's why we're doing this.
And we're unified. But we expect people we elect, and those elected, to put the right people in these positions to take care of us. Grandma shouldn't have to know. She shouldn't have to give one flying fuck about response times.
Mike, why didn't they tell us last week there was a serial killer?
Why don't they tell us?
You were telling us there wasn't a serial killer.
Why don't they tell us the real fucking response times? And the fact that we're doing 400 runs a day with anywhere between 16 and 20 ambulances.
Or we're going to let it burn.
Or we're going to start letting shit burn. Tell the neighbors that shit.
Breathe that in.
Fuck this. This is stupid.
Okay, what are you going to say about it?
I would just 400 runs a day and you've got 20 ambulances.
That's only EMS.
That's just EMS, okay?
Yeah.
You got 20 rigs.
Right.
So each crew is doing 20 fucking runs?
More than that. I mean, and then you got fire out there doing them too. 20 did 22,000.
They're breaking their backs.
Firefighters did 22,967 MFR runs last year.
Okay, let me do this. Let me. EMS. 23,000 medical runs.
Fire alone.
Yeah, the fire trucks.
Right. Fire did 46,578 fire runs. 47,000 fire runs, which is down. It's down. EMS total, 143,562 runs. Divide that by 365.
Oh, remember the fireman got attacked the other week?
It happens every week.
Why did he get attacked?
They're doing it all the time.
Why did he get attacked?
Because they can't get there on time.
What happened?
The guy ran down to the firehouse. By the time he got...
Wait, a guy's dad was stroking out.
That's right.
He called for an ambulance.
Yes.
Didn't show up.
20 minutes on the phone.
He ran down to the firehouse.
Runs down to the firehouse.
Okay.
Says, guys, what the fuck, man? I need you. They said they just sent... what's your address? They got the address. And I'm not going to give you the address and all that.
We're going...
And he said the truck was there, and they said they just sent the engine down there. So the engine guy, the guy runs back home, and the engine's there doing CPR. EMS gets there. They pronounce the guy dead. He loses his shit. He goes, I was on the phone for 20 goddamn minutes. He ran to the firehouse and back, and they were still doing CPR. Then they called it. He goes, how long does it fucking take?
So that's the news behind the superficial news. Right?
It happens every day.
These are the, you know, the alternatives.
This is bullshit. So then one of my guys gets cracked. I got the letters. I got the audio, all that shit. I got it all. I'm not going to play. I mean, I got it.
Yeah,
I can't get fucking internet here for some reason because I got a crappy phone. You got anybody that knows a phone guy? You should get a...
You want to just stay on point here, Mike?
Good phone. Yeah, okay, my bad. We need a phone guy. But the bottom line is our medics are getting there, and they're going, where the fuck were you, assholes?
And then they're getting attacked.
And let's be honest, okay? Some of these guys are young white guys, and they, you know, they Mr. Rogers. They're great medics.
Yeah, they work hard.
And they go, hey, man, where the fuck were you, brah? Excuse me, but I'm not brah. Hey, no, you're brah right now, motherfucker. And then, boom. Guy gets clocked.
This is the real life.
This is shit, man. And I mean, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a city kid, born, bred, fucking raised. When I was on the fire truck as a kid, I'm busting ass through my neighborhood, and my fucking people and relatives were all on the fucking porch waving at me. Go, good luck, Mike. And I'm waving at him and shit going to the next fucking run. I had a lot of pride. Okay, a lot. But the bottom line is this. I'm a city kid. I know how to deal with it. And some of the standards and hiring and stuff have changed. We don't have as many city kids on the job anymore.
Black
and
kids.
When you're interacting.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
You can
look at some of these classes.
That's okay. We're a community here.
And when we're dealing with the city and the public, there's a way that you know, I mean, come on, man. Be correct with shit.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. And you get in there, you got to have some compassion. And we got these carpetbaggers and these people that have come in from the outside that don't give one flying fuck about the neighborhoods, the people, or how to even deal with the people or talk to the people. And it's trickled into some of these departments. Mm. It has. And it's not a good thing. It takes time to learn, you know.
Yeah.
And but the bottom line is that our rigs and our people are getting there late. And people are pissed off because grandma.
Because you're late.
Because dad
somebody
just died.
We're doing. Or your house is burning down.
We're doing cardiacs on 2-year-olds, man.
And that 12-year-old. Remember, that took 20 minutes. Did that kid live?
I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to say, but it's. I'm not going to get into specific runs because
this would never.
I don't want.
Look,
I don't want. I
come
don't,
on.
I don't
let
want,
me breathe. Let me get in. Take
I don't
a
want
breath.
The honorable Kim Worthy who
take
God
a freaking breath
here,
dude. Here's the thing. I want to say it to you.
She saved my ass.
When I'm looking at you.
Yes, sir.
You. Thank you.
For what I do now.
For working hard.
I try.
All you guys.
Not gonna lie.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. I lived in New York City and I covered fire. I did everything. I did L.A. I did Phoenix.
Did 9/11.
I did. This doesn't go on anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
This is unacceptable. You want to know where your money is? Let me go to a next one.
It's fucking insane.
Why does it go on in Detroit?
Chocolate City.
Is it racism?
Chocolate City's encased in vanilla icing. Look, you know I'm not a racialist. It is the white guys in suits. There's a lot of money to be made in this poverty. It's not being spent correctly. We don't have this money.
You're fooling people or lying.
Dan Gilbert, I hope you're doing well, sir. I really do. I wish you well. I don't wish that on anybody. But the skyscraper alone. Forget all the tax stuff, and he gets to capture his employees' income tax. Forget all that. We wrote him a $250 million check. We had to borrow money to do
to
that.
To give him money.
Right? That, with interest, is what are we talking, 500? Do we have that?
Can I ask you a question? Where does a broke city, coming out of a municipal bankruptcy, when their employees were raped economically and still don't have retiree health care, can't get a doctor when they're fucking hurt, are paid like shit, where do we have money to loan billionaires money?
Watch this.
Fuck this.
Well, my question.
I got 33 fucking years in this town.
That's $25 million a year right there. $20 million for the hockey arena. 28, really, right there. Chrysler, I didn't even know. Like, I just found us over $50 million a year. But instead, I got to make sure ensured the fact that a billionaire is going to make a profit on a speculative deal, right?
Right.
The guys that bought the bonds in Flint, like you buy a bond, it's a risk. It could default.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it didn't default. You stuck it on our water bill, and then you shut everybody's water off in Detroit who's broke, and we laugh at them.
Which is bullshit.
This is bullshit. So now, the news. I called Quicken Loan. Jay Farham, how are you, Jay? You didn't call me back. I'm getting word from inside your company. I'm not saying this is news. Are you close to a seven-figure settlement with the Department of Justice on those fraudulent loans, allegedly, to go with the $700 million settlement your title company was hit with for ripping off proprietary software?
So you're looking at over $1 billion.
Well, three-quarters of a billion. I mean, yeah. I don't call back because that's what I'm hearing. You said you weren't going to settle because that would be an admission of guilt. If that's the case, what happens to the one-horse town? What's going to happen to us? These are things, audience, you got to know.
I think our members, my members, realize now because we've communicated well with them why this fire union standing firm and not going to cut some horseshit deal. We're looking ahead at arbitration because the first question I'm going to ask is, I want to see those books. City's ability to pay. Let me see what you've done with all the fucking money.
It goes like this. If it's a comeback, like you said, we deserve a raise.
Well, you've got five balanced budgets with surpluses, my man.
That's because we weren't paying into the pension, your pension.
Exactly.
That's all
you got
is.
All these loans and we're going to get bonds and all that. Well, wait a minute. Okay, I guess it's my turn now.
You just went broke.
Yep. And I hope my members, and I think they are, because I've got great support. Matter of fact, I get a lot of calls from police officers, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're wondering why, you know, their union's not standing next to our union, talking about manpower and helping the public that we swore to protect.
The cops are down. They're down.
They're down 300 people.
Down in the dumps. They're
blue. No shit.
That's a rugged. God bless you guys. And
they're the best.
Keep your heads, though.
Cops, firemen, and EMS get their balls kicked in.
But we're going to turn into...
And they keep doing the job.
Well, they're adding more
to
this
is going to turn into Mexico. What kind of guys you think we're going to get in the future here?
Someone that'll take $12 an hour for a tin badge and act like he's somebody. And then when that somebody beats the crap out of your
grandma, shoots
your 14-year-old kid because he's a moron, then you're going to go, oh, the police are fucked up. No, it's the quality of the cop you got. The good ones are getting the fuck out of here.
Sure. They're getting trained and they're moving to fucking suburbs.
Sure they are.
Let me jump to Lansing now. Here's the news behind the news. This is last week's news, but the real news today. Ooh. Attorney General's office,
Nessel.
Yeah, it's Nessel. Who's the other? What's her title? Solicitor General.
Solicitor General.
Right. Subpoenaed former Governor Rick Snyder's phone. They've got the governor's phone.
Ooh.
You hear that, Mike?
Yeah.
They got his phone. You know where they subpoenaed it from? Themselves.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
They already have the
idiots.
Phone. They already have the phone.
I actually posted on there. I went, boy, I can't wait to see this. This is great.
Wow. Guess what?
Charlie had told me already.
So here's the thing. Dummy Dana, you're blowing it here. Everybody around you knows it. I talked to them, too. You've been invited on. Nobody wanted to be on. Here's the thing. Here's what we were working on before you fucked it up. We were all reporters, prosecutors, investigators. We were looking for the secret server. Maybe the governor was communicating with people. I'm not saying it existed, but that's how far we were going. So if you need any help getting some justice for Flint, call somebody who actually knows it. That was bullshit.
So do you think this could have been like some political ploy, like I'm going to get that phone, something the Republicans, that last guy didn't do that, but I'm going to do it now.
But they knew it because we reported earlier, like,
When the press reported it, you got guys in the street, you know, at the Coney Island and shit. At Nessel, she's really on it. On what?
And it's too. But the
average guy thinks, well, yeah, here we go. Woo, Flint's coming. Yay. You know, everyone loves Flint. We know what happened.
Yep.
And they're like, Nessel's on it, man. Oh, ho, ho. She's going to get the governor's phone now.
We got that years ago. It's nothing on it.
So what does it mean?
It means.
It was a PR move.
It means.
I think that's what it was. It was a PR move.
Seems
to say,
like it.
I'm doing something.
You shit the bed.
Yeah.
You're looking in the wrong spots. This thing was going to the financiers.
So will they report what they find on this phone, you think? I mean, since everyone's with bated breath.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Miss. What's her last name?
Nessel.
No. The Solicitor General.
Oh.
Can I ask you a question, Charlie? You're in the media. What? Why? What the fuck is going on? Why do they like allow a Chief Craig or a Commissioner Jones or a whoever to lie straight to them, and then they report the lie as news, and it's not true? Why aren't they looking into some of this stuff?
Here's how I look at it: you use a megaphone. I hold the megaphone for you to do that.
Okay.
And I find out that's a lie, I'm coming and I'm coming hard.
Well, I've got a reporter I'm trying to deal with.
That like, no way.
He was lied to, and I keep texting him and everything, and he's not answering. He doesn't want to get back to me.
Her name's Hamoud.
Who?
The Solicitor General.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, I keep calling him. He doesn't want to get back to me. I go, I got audio and everything about this was you were lied to, and he put the story on there. I was on the story. I said bullshit right on TV. At least he printed that. Or it was,
So the guy put out a bullshit story. And it's
But he won't follow it up.
So he knows.
He knows his bullshit.
Who he is.
Yeah.
He's listening.
You know, he knows. And I keep
do the right thing, motherfucker.
Right.
Just do it.
Why isn't there part two where he goes back and says, by the way,
I'm tired of standing on my own doing this.
Me too.
I'm right.
Well, isn't the one you got these? I love these monikers. We're here for you and fighting.
Always sticking up on the side of you. Yeah,
yeah, we're in your corner. And what?
And here's some
are
prosciutto
you
pizza. Grown man doing bits on prosciutto pizza.
Or singing at some country club.
Taking action all the time in your favor.
What? Yeah. What the fuck are all those? It's like bad internet. Jesus Christ.
All right, let me do this.
You got your guy on?
Luke Nowacki. Oh. No, we're going to leave. I'm going to bitch him out. We'll have him next week.
All right.
Maybe you're a big-time city official who can travel with your entourage on the city's dime, huh? Maybe you can hook up your girlfriend with government contracts. But if you're not among the elite who can make your pals' pockets fat off the taxpayers' sweat, you're going to have to provide for your own retirement. And don't forget, theirs too. If you have any questions, whether you're on the right track, call financial specialist Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Please call Luke. Am I the only guy going to Luke? Luke's good. Call him, please. 248-663-4748. Grow your assets from pension planning to college savings plans. Your politicians are depending on you. Luke Nowacki is a man's man. He really loves people in the badge. He's done a lot for you. You don't even know it. He's real quiet about it. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., Luke Nowacki, the man. And finally, American Coney Island, celebrating 102 years. It is Detroit's oldest family-run restaurant and birthplace of the famous Detroit Coney Dog, chili, mustard, and Vidalia onions. It's my personal favorite. No bullshit. You want a piece of Detroit? You want it? You want to come to Detroit and feel like you're a man? You're like, we're going to Detroit?
You got to go to American Coney.
Oh, you can just head downtown to the corner of Lafayette and Michigan Avenue. Can't miss it. It's the red, white, and blue building shaped like a slice of pie. And they got that, too. Fresh. Daily. Always delicious, always open, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. The dogs snap when you bite them in the chili is a 100-year-old family recipe, and the beer is cold. Visit the Detroit restaurant or the one in the D Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. And yes, Dad's, the Detroit Zoo, they sell beer there. Order a Coney Island kit straight to your or a friend's door. Go to AmericanConeyIsland.com. Now, it's been heavy. You want to hear some? You got that?
What's that?
What are you looking at?
Some good news.
Why is everybody always on the phone?
I can't pull it up, but I do have. There's a band in Detroit called the Crank Holes, and I'm pulling up some of their stuff. They're pretty good.
I hate the phone, man. Nobody's got manners anymore.
But I appreciate you having me on and allowing me to discuss some of this.
Mike. It's a fake. It's a fake.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, hey, look, they took me to the prosecutor's office for divulging statistics and runs, and God bless Kim Worthy. That is one smart woman there.
Yep.
And she said, get the F out of here with this garbage.
They tried to take
out. Leave that old fireman alone.
They tried to take you. This is a fact. Rats, I was. I'm going to break it off in your ass.
Yeah, he's my attorney. And then they
That
tried,
was your move for a drop.
Then they did an internal investigation. You know, it's just, and they hit my pay every 2 weeks for something. They're tacking my pay every 2 weeks, which will be brought up later. I don't cry too much.
And they still got the internal department charge
investigation. Well, that ended. They missed the ball on that. So that was June
1st. So you're free and clear.
Yeah, I'm free and clear.
Go ahead and tell them to fuck themselves then.
Well, they already know I feel that way.
Who?
The administration and
that?
Fire Jones and all his appointees. We've got
Oh, it didn't come from Jones. It went higher than that.
You think?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The charges came from
Wait a minute. You
Chief
mean the guy
Craig.
That we endorsed a couple times, you think he would do that?
You mean Mike Duggan?
The
your
mayor?
Buddy, the guy that you endorsed?
Hey,
hey, mayor. Here I am. Everybody's listening. You coming on? See, I got a
You're welcome.
Pretty good command of the facts.
Why wouldn't he?
Got a microphone for you.
Why the fuck wouldn't
Because the last time he and I sat down, he walked himself into a criminal conspiracy investigation.
Yeah. He should bring his attorney with him.
Yeah, Mike.
And that would be good. Why not? Who gives a fuck? If you're on
he's a coward.
If you're on the right side of shit, who gives a fuck? It's like being a kid in the fucking playground. I can throw farther than you. No, you can't.
See, I didn't.
Yes,
I didn't get an invite to the presser today.
Neither did a lot of people I know in the media.
Oh, but guess what? Let me go like this.
We got it late in Fox, too.
Let me go like this. There's a lot of really hardballers in this media. I talk to them regularly. Hardballers. Killers.
Huh?
Yep. A lot of them. I'm not going to name them. You know why? Because even if you're a pile of shit, there's room for you to think you're like a good one. But who am I?
Right, I see what you're doing.
I'm not a judge. But yeah, there's some killers. And when you see big things move, like the treasurer or, you know, the prison system or what the feds are up to, you know, police news, that's a very elite group of people who could work anywhere. So I want to give love to those doing the work, TV and print-wise and radio.
So why wouldn't anyone, I mean...
Because we need you. We need you all. Don't lose faith.
More than ever.
This is like an hour. Big fucking deal, you know? And I knew you were pissed this morning about the presser and all that stuff and how insulting it was because I know your history and some of that. I know it hurts because you have... It ties into your family and, you know, I was talking to my daughter and my son and they were asking me why would this even make a difference? The sex worker, like they're dirty. Fuck you. You know what I mean? It's...
They're people.
They're someone's mom, sister, cousin, aunt. Who the fuck are you? Who in the fuck are you to talk about anyone like that, especially wearing a badge?
I'm going to tell you
Your
what.
Job is to protect everybody
I'm gonna
equally.
I'm going
to
tell you what.
Asshole.
On the anniversary of my sister's death, my mom goes into a funk.
Yeah, I bet.
And I told you, she was many things. That was just one thing. That's what led to the end. But she was, I loved her. I think of her. As a little girl, I think of her as my sister. Mm-hmm. I remember she stabbed me with a knife because I took the last bagel.
Of course.
What'd you learn?
I love her.
Yeah.
See, what I want, what we all want, is you to prevent their deaths.
There you go. And what's the plan? You know what the plan is? We're going to get $200 million and we're going to start boarding shit. What? No, motherfucker. Get some cops out here. Get some firemen back in the streets and some EMS. Pump up that EMS so we don't have four-wheelers all over the goddamn place. We don't have crotch rockets all over. And I don't, you know, here, I'm going to say this right now. I love those four-wheeler guys. I think they're great. You know why? Because the assholes on those scooters we didn't fucking want are more dangerous than the guys on the four-wheelers. At least the four-wheeler guys know how to ride them. Those fucking guys downtown buzzing around on the sidewalks, busting nuts all over the place, running into people, walking. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Who wanted those? And then the bike lanes. Maybe they should have a press conference that says, ATV. Let's have an ATV.
Where are you going?
I don't fucking know. I'm losing it. Now I'm pissed.
Because those fucking ATVs piss you off.
They do, man, because they were fucking with my rigs. And leave,
exactly.
Leave my rigs the fuck alone so we can get to our fires.
Yeah.
You know, get the
Keep
hell.
Well, and with all these demolitions that we're doing, how about taking some of this vacant fucking land and giving them an area where they can ride it?
That's key. We
how about that?
Bob.
They could make a huge
Parks
area.
And Rec director over
Parks
there.
Parks and Rec.
Hey, free. You pull up. It's like a ride. You wait in line. Right. Go fucking nuts. Keep going. Right? And then you get back in line, go again.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know they're having fun in the streets because they're playing cops and robbers, and it's cute. Sure. And there's a no-chase policy in the police department, from what I understand.
That's right.
So they're going to let them do whatever the fuck they want. Insane. I mean, where does that happen?
Why?
That happens nowhere.
Did you see that in New York and in L.A.?
No, and look, and if you notice a serial killer last week, you should have been canvassing. Because if somebody died this week, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, I'm hoping, you know.
Well, and you're relying on community groups to go search some fucking houses.
Let's be honest.
So they don't even know.
Hope they don't get hurt.
You know what
I
we're
hope
doing.
They don't get hurt either.
And here's what we're doing. We're wishful.
Border crews don't get stabbed.
Listen, we got some badass cops in Detroit. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot of them. And they have handled the Madrigal murder case, the Wiley murder case, the Harris, you know, murder. These fucking guys are good. They're understaffed. They're
overworked. Homicide cops?
Fuck yeah, they're.
Oh my God, yes.
They're fucking good, and our
elite.
Cops and our cops in the street are fucking good because they see more than anybody. The slowest cop in Detroit, and the worst fireman in Detroit, and the fattest, most out of shape EMS medic in Detroit. Are the best in any other fucking city in this country.
Oh, they work. See, I get that on Facebook sometimes. My yeah. brothers and sisters, I know how hard you work.
Yeah.
I've slept in the houses with you. EMS doesn't even go to sleep.
Nope. No lunch. Only EMS in the United States without a lunch break.
That is a
no. Oh 12 hours. I tried to get it in the last negotiations, and they said no. All I asked for was a half hour of downtime in their 12-hour shift to call Central so they could go take a shit. And they told me, no, they have plenty of time. They know how to make it work.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Out of a 12-hour shift, you don't get a half-hour fucking lunch break.
Listen to this. Do you hear this?
Wow.
This is Detroit. You know, like the union movement is here.
Yeah, it sure is all right.
That's it.
Hey, union brothers, I could use a little fucking help here. Jesus Christ, I'm the only guy out. You know, I got a wonderful Bill Harp, Verdine Day, Tom Gayhart, and my board of directors. We're out here kicking ass. Where are the rest of these fucking unions out here? Wake up. Get your shit together. Let's go.
Okay, listen.
I'm tired.
You want some good news?
Oh, fuck.
Here's some good news.
I hit the lottery?
No. Oh. We saved a woman's house.
Oh, I saw that.
She lives next to Blight.
I saw that.
Right? She got fell back. Well, you're going to hear. Let me just.
Oh.
Just play you the story. The sheriff was set to take possession of the home in less than 5 hours. Soon he'd arrive to toss the family's belongings to the curb and padlock the door. The dressers, the rocking horse, the sippy cups. Then the woman and her children would be put on the street. Another Detroit family on the drift.
Perfect.
But what constitutes a miracle around here happened for Rashida Bennett L., a black woman who had paid faithfully on the house for 10 years before falling ill and falling behind just $1,600 on the mortgage. Three anonymous white men stepped up to help her after reading about her struggles and those of her son Jordan in the pages of Deadline Detroit. A man who wishes only to be identified as Tom sent the bank a check in her name for $3,200, which included the late penalties. It was received by the bank just hours before the modest brick home in the heart of Detroit's poverty was sent to go to sheriff's auction. Tom describes himself as a middle-aged, middle-class white guy with political views that skew towards the middle of the road. He lives in a middle-class house in Midland, Michigan, in the heart of the Middle West. Tom called me yesterday to check in. Increasingly, he said, I get the overriding feeling that I was lucky to be born white, to be born male, and grow up in a time that if a guy like me worked hard, he'd lived a great middle-class American life. That's not the case for anybody anymore, said Tom, who grew up in Flint when the factories were still banging out Buicks. We're looking to people who blew the place up to fix it, Tom said. They're not going to fix it. So maybe if we all stick together a little more, it won't be too late in America. I agree with Tom. It isn't too late in America. We're better than the TV screen to tell us we are.
Many people contacted me wishing to help. Black people, white people, brown people, men, women. United we stand. Good people helping good people shouldn't be considered a miracle, said Theodore, a real estate lawyer, who labored pro bono on Rashida's behalf. My parents taught me to take care of my neighbor, Theodore said. It's something I could do with the skills I was lucky enough to obtain for someone who doesn't have those opportunities. That and my faith. Look out for my neighbor. In Theodore's view of the world, there should be no 8-mile roads, no barriers. Make life a little better for one another, he said, before thanking me and hanging up the phone. Now this is where Lou the advertising man enters the story. He wrote the mortgage checks for the next 2 months because Rashida wasn't expecting to pay them. I brought him to her house so he could do it personally. McDonald's didn't call back, Rashida said to me with a shrug. I hope these help, Lou said, handing over the paper to Rashida. Her son Jordan shook Lou's hand and thanked him. The boy talked about his future plans for a career in marketing. Lou gave the kid his number and later sent the kid his resume so the kid might know what one looks like. As we drove away, it seemed to me the meeting meant as much to Lou as it did to the family. I called Lou a few days later. He spoke of luck and family. I grew up in Grosse Pointe Farms, Lou said. I didn't have any roadblocks in my plan, not a single one. I didn't have to worry about the house payment or my mom. I wish I had the conviction Jordan has when I was his age. I have the feeling he'll get what he's seeking someday. We're all in need of some help sometime. No truer words have been spoken.
Right on, huh?
That's really good. All your stories are good.
Wow.
Well, it's because those people are good. We are fundamentally good.
You're a professional. You're very good. Good storyteller.
Well, people like to help people. They just need to know about it.
Yeah, we're good. Everybody, you know.
That's what's happening here, and they're taking advantage of the heart and spirit of the city and the workers, and this is horseshit. It really is. And that kind of ties in the... You see everybody standing there trying to be unified, and they're trying to believe. We want to believe. We want the knight in shining armor. We want the truth.
We want the happy ending.
Yes. Even if the truth sucks, just give us the truth. We'll figure out a way. Don't put me in a bad spot or point me in the wrong direction. Tell me the fucking truth so we can figure it out. Don't lie.
Amen.
And God damn it.
Remember what's good in this country. Even though it's bullshit... We're free. Yeah. I understand we're not really free, but we're more free than anybody.
Yeah, will you start my car for me when I leave?
Yeah. I'll try to help you. We can be who we want to be. And if we want to be better, we will be. And I mean it when I say, love one another a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I go by the ballot box. That's better than a gun. That's whatever we say, that's what we're going to do. I want a better way. I have faith in all of you out there. I have love for your children. I might be an asshole, but not at that level. I'm an asshole because I'm free.
You got to have faith.
You got to just come on. We can do this, right? But you're right, Mike.
Fuck.
We need the truth.
Yep.
That's all. So, you know what I'm going to do?
Get a cocktail.
That's right. And I'm gonna blow on down the road, baby.
You are.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You bet, brother.
Hey, Superfly. Superfly, we'll get you next week. Jody, intern, we'll get you next week. And Lucas from Poland, we'll get you next week.
Firefighters, EMS, stay safe. Police officers, stay safe. We love you. See you, Bob. See you, Charlie.
God bless the United States. Thanks, Joey.
Down the road.
Come on, Mike.
I ain't got me nobody.
I ain't carry no load.
JJ
ain't
Kale,
no
man. Awesome.
Ain't no change in me. Ain't no change in the weather. Ain't no change in me. I ain't hiding from nobody.
Okay, you want to know when I first, leave it up, man. Leave it up. Don't turn it down. The hell you doing? I was in Alaska, writing for the Alaska Fisherman's Journal. It was this chick. She lived by herself. She's like, fisherman. She said, don't call me a fisher or a fisherwoman. I'm a fisherman. We got fucking rocked on her boat. She got.
Is that when you were working in the cannery?
No, I was just a floating fisherman. Alaska Fisherman's Journal, my first reporting job. And she drove off to town to go get some more booze. Got arrested, spit in the cop's face. I went to see her in jail. Went back to her boat, ate all the stew, drank the rest of the beer, played this over and over and over and over and over. And blew on down the road.
You the breeze.
I wonder where she is. It was great. Over the bow, she had like her bras and panties. She was kick ass.
Tough rod.
It's a great world out there.
Yeah, they call me the breeze. I'm just blowing right along.
Great weekend, guys.